Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Emmanuel Macron has won France's presidential election, fending off a challenge from candidate Marine Le Pen on Sunday's runoff vote. Macron took 58.5% of Sunday's vote, making him the first French leader to be re-elected in 20 years. He and Le Pen advanced to the runoff after finishing in first and second place, respectively, among 12 candidates who ran in the first round back on April 10th. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv Sunday. American officials told reporters the United States will be sending more weapons and will return diplomats. It should be noted the Biden administration has not had an ambassador to Ukraine. That should be changing very soon. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres will be visiting with Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin separately next week. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Joseph Kennedy, a coach for Bremerton High School football team in Washington State, was inspired to pray starting back in 2008. After the school district told him to stop praying, he continued after a short hiatus and was fired. The Supreme Court of the United States will hear the case today. Let's get an update on the border with Tim Berg.
Border Patrol and local communities are overwhelmed with the largest surge of illegal immigrants in the past 2 decades at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivares, appearing on Fox News, explains how the White House could help this problem.
They need to take more effective strategies, have a comprehensive immigration reform. Also, do not cancel Title 42, and if you are going to cancel Title 42, have an effective strategy in place so we don't see this mass flow of immigrants coming across, and also work with other local partners as well, and also congressional partners, and come together and have a plan in place.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The AX-1 mission, launched on April 8th, was the first all-private mission to the International Space Station for 4 very wealthy people. Due to unforeseen circumstances, including weather, the return home was delayed about a week. It began its return trip last night. They will spend about 1 day free-flying through orbit before hurling back into the atmosphere and parachuting into a splashdown landing right off the coast of Florida around 1 p.m. Eastern Time this afternoon. President Trump was the keynote speaker at the Heritage Foundation last week in Florida.
We reject the discrimination and oppression of so-called equity, and we embrace the eternal principle of equality under the law. Law and order, thank you, so true. Law and order must be upheld without bias or prejudice, and the Constitution means what it says as written. We condemn censorship, blacklisting, and cancel culture because we know that the lifeblood of a free society is free speech, which is being taken away from us very rapidly, in case you haven't noticed, very, very rapidly. We don't have a free press or a fair press, and free speech has been eroded, but we're going to get it back. We believe that America is a sovereign nation with a sovereign people, which means that We must have strong, secure, sovereign borders.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Monday, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Horace Cooper with us, the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Horace, happy Monday to you. How are you? Okay. Well, I'm not picking you up. Okay. Horace, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing fine. You know, once we get the electronics connected, you know, the male part goes in the female part, and shazam, you know, we're able to connect. It's an absolute...
The male part doesn't go into the female part. The male can go into whatever it wants and soak in the female.
Oh, we're going to start off on that one, huh? Okay. Well, let me transition as quick as possible to what's happening in the classrooms. And it seems that the war for parental rights in our children's education is coming to a head here, Horace. I mean, this has been brewing for a long time, and we knew the teachers' union was not going to give up easy. They had a field day with COVID, backed by the Biden administration and all the other power forces that are supporting this indoctrination, regime that has been thrust upon our kids.
You know, the American people, particularly parents, have been skeptical of the education bureaucracy's agenda for some time. But it was always hard to nail them down. It was always difficult. You go to a school board meeting, no, you misunderstand. Oh, you're just a book burner. And then all of a sudden, people started asking some basic questions that they learned since the education bureaucracy refused to meet and teach their children. They went online. Moms and dads were able to see for themselves, and they could ask very particularized questions like, you know, on March 17th in the second period, why was this said? And then you started to hear that the education bureaucracy pushed back with instead of an explanation, get out of here. This is none of your business. And some of the things that they have been doing, it's really bad. It's critical race theory talk, but it's also sex talk. Things that should never have been brought in the classroom. And even now, with all of the controversy over Florida, and now in Tennessee, with all of this, the education bureaucracy doesn't actually have an answer. They've been caught with their hand in the cookie jar, and they're just mad, and they think they can just stall, and they can sputter, and they'll get away with it, but they've been caught.
Yeah, and look what it's cost Disney so far for jumping in, you know, a little late, but jumping in nonetheless in this, all this brouhaha about, the parental rights bill. I mean, you're talking $40 billion. I mean, if you were a stockholder in Disney right now, I'd probably not be too happy with with their corporate officers.
You know how bad away from reality you are, far removed from reality you have to be. If you think a 5, 6, 7, or 8-year-old needs to have conversations about their ability to transition from one gender to another, that they need to have the option of puberty blockers or worse, surgery, do you know how far removed from reality you have to be? It is striking to me that the leadership at the Disney Corporation didn't say, when someone said, hey, hey, we need to weigh in on this, didn't say, you're out of your mind. You can't be serious. And now, having not done that, they've actually jeopardized the profitability of the actual corporation.
Well, and the thing is, Horace, what really is at battle here is our Constitution, is it not? And, you know, we come back to who gave us these rights. And clearly, it's enumerated in our Constitution. These are God-given rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And everything that we seem to be battling these days really comes down to one question. Is there a God or is there not? And if there isn't, then which God is it that you want us to serve?
Well, a worldview conflict is out and out in the open now. There are those like you and I and your audience who have recognized that there are time-tested principles that operate, that our Creator set in place. Gravity, for example, doesn't really care whether you believe in it or not. It's going to do what gravity is going to do. And there are other eternal truths as well. Our founders intended a national government to handle national affairs of state. They intended our state government to handle state affairs. But you know what? They also intended parents and individuals to handle parents and individual affairs. When we throw that to the wind, what we end up is we don't just damage our children. We throw out a working model that was all but inspired by our U.S. with our U.S. Constitution. So, yes, the very principles that this country is supposed to operate on are at stake here.
Well, the thing is, again, people need to read the Constitution and see what is in jeopardy here and where the conflict lies, Horace, because, you know, in the Constitution, clearly, these very wise individuals came together. I mean, and you got to know, I mean, George Washington himself cited, you know, but for the hand of divine providence at every turn, whether it was in battles of war that they were engaged in, but the whole idea, how it came together, you know, even the phraseology that, you know, here we are, you know, was to honor God. I mean, that's really what the Pilgrims, why the Pilgrims came to America, and God blessed them with this great American idea. And
truths to be self-evident. Yes. They came from our Creator. Do you know that our Creator, I know you do, but our Creator sent his only begotten Son, not for the few, not for the white, not for the brown, not for the man. He sent his Son for everyone because God loves everyone and wants everyone to have an opportunity. But he loves us enough to give us a choice. Our government is embodying those principles at its founding. It isn't one that picks and chooses. And yet, today, the woke crowd actually tells us there are favored groups and there are disfavored groups. That's why on Fox News the other night, I talked about what I call the racial antinomian heresy, that somehow the way that you make up for injustice in the past is that you say, when new injustice happens, I'm going to ignore it. If a guy goes into a subway and shoots up as many people as he can, as a miracle of God, no one dies. this. No one's injured. He had explosives. He did everything that he could to cause the mayhem, and now the media doesn't even want to talk about it because he's the wrong race. On the other hand, if a white officer is encountering a black individual, we don't even want to wait for a trial. We don't even want to wait for an investigation if you're part of the woke community. He's guilty. The racial antinomy and heresy says that we don't treat people equally anymore.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners in India are hearing the gospel, some for the first time, and are so moved by the good news that they just have to share it. The Tide Ministry is so encouraged to receive letters from listeners who hear the message of Christ and are compelled to write to us about their encounters with Jesus. Like this Bengali listener who wrote, "I've come to know that Jesus Christ is the only God who can save me from my sins. I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior." We are so thankful for these salvation stories, and we pray that those who have come to know Christ through our radio programs are also helping us in our mission to share the good news by telling their neighbors. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper continues with us. We're talking the Constitution. You know, as Horace was saying, we hold these truths to be self-confident. All men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Okay, this is from God Himself, gives us these rights. these noted life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Okay? So the org chart is turned on its head. The ruling elites aren't at the top, they're at the bottom. Okay? And they have to have the consent of the governed, according to our Constitution. And it also says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, think about where we are today, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect, are you ready for this, their safety and happiness. Horace, wow, I mean, just that paragraph alone, if that doesn't shock the reality into your psyche, I don't know what will.
See, the left has decided, as the left has done throughout history, we can substitute for truth. We can substitute for righteous. When you see the prophet Elijah being challenged, and he goes out for a contest between the gods, his God and their gods, and he mocks them because he knows the truth of what is about to happen. The same is true today. There are just principles that are put forth in the world, and if you evade them, if you avoid them, there will be consequences. You can climb to the top of the highest building, but I promise you, when you jump, you don't walk, you don't fly, you're going to land, and it's not going to be a pretty sight. Principles like truth, be a man not deceived. Whatsoever he reaps, therefore he shall sow. What the left says is, no, 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 don't worry about that. We have a new way. We're going to go to you. You've worked hard. You've sacrificed. We're just going to take that from you, and we're going to use it. At no point has a bureaucracy from the national capital ever been able to successfully manage your life, my life, or any community's life better than those people themselves. And yet, the left, we just had a senator on this weekend from Massachusetts who said the real problem and the reason the American people are so angry with Congress is they haven't done enough of it. And she says they should move quicker and do more radical things that strip from us the power and our responsibilities. The left continuously pushes in this direction.
And like you said, Horace, once you start going down that route and you forego the founding principles, you know, the basics, let's just say the Ten Commandments. Now, all of a sudden, you got to go into the 10,000 volumes of regulations in order to rein man in, right? I mean, there's just not enough regulations. And this is where we are right now with Regulation Nation.
No, absolutely. Because we won't agree to operate under the basic principles, and we were given the Ten Commandments, not because God was the biggest and the baddest and it created the universe and could squash us. He says, I'm giving these to you so that things will go well. Okay, so we throw those out. And now we have to micromanage every single aspect. We can't trust men and women to work in the workplace. We can't trust people who are teaching our children to be responsible and capable. We can't trust even when we drive down the highway. Every single aspect of us has to be micromanaged because we can't accept and operate on the notion of self-restraint and boundaries that were given to us by our Creator.
Yeah, we might as well, you know, forget the speed limit, forget the signs at the corner, the red, yellow, green lights, because we'll just do what we want to do, right? I mean, this is absolute chaos and lawlessness. I mean, this is what, you know, we're bordering on the insanity. But, you know, God warned us, said, hey, look, at with me, this is how it'll be. Without me, this is how it'll be. And here we are. And the thing is that I'm calling out the churches because people of faith the people who know better, those who are called by his name, they need to be the voice of reason. And, the warning signs, the Elijahs, the ones, as you said, who know their God and know that God will deliver us. And the churches need to come out in numbers like it's never done before to save their own lives and to save this country if it's God's will.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And these are the kinds of consequences that we get. The people of Israel said, all of the other nations, they have a king. We want one too. And the prophet explained, okay, but if you have a king, he is going to take from you. He's going to take your sons and take them to war. He's going to take the proceeds that you work out and take large chunks of them. Oh, no, we want to be just like the other. A godly system of self-restraint, of operation. You didn't even have to be a believer if you were living in Israel and you watch. Oh, a food is prepared for us. Oh, look, God is looking out for us. He's going to win all of our battles. Even the non-believer, if they lived under the constraints of the godly principles, will. Our Constitution presumed that people were going to operate under time-tested principles. And the left says, no, it's time to reinvent some new ones. It's time to reinvent the way we operate. And the problem with it is they actually aren't new. They're rebellious. They are denials of the principles. Our young people, our children, they deserve the privilege of being a child in America.
Amen.
You don't have to work in a mine when you're 4 or 5 years old. You don't have to be exposed to carcinogens. And yet, you can be exposed to mind poison, MIND. Mm-hmm. You can be exposed to toxic ideas. That's the kind of thing that right in the midst of prosperity, right in the midst of opportunity and privilege, we steer away. It's time that we call out these forces for the forces that they are. Disney or Twitter or whoever it may be, there is a day of reckoning that has to come to pull them back to their lane. Now note, even under the most extreme ways of describing the measures of the Florida bill or the Tennessee bill, no one, you get like 85% agreement, this shouldn't happen to our child. I personally would like to expand limits on these conversations. The left is so far removed that even something that has 85% agreement, they still stand up and squawk against.
But, this is the time we live in, and that is where there's been an inordinate amount of volume that is allowed from the minority. I mean, the tail is shaking the dog, Horace, and this cannot continue. And I believe, I'm hopeful that America is waking up to this fact, because just as we started this out, a lot of this stuff was hidden, but I guess we can be thankful for COVID in this regard, and that is that it definitely revealed, what is coming after our values and who it is. We've got about 30 seconds. I'm going to let you wrap this up. Go ahead.
Well, here's the good news. We're seeing it in state after state. Pro-lifers are prevailing in the state legislature. Pro-parents are prevailing at the state legislature. Anti-wokesters are prevailing at the state legislature. We're seeing the kind of thing that we would hope to have seen if people were guided by godly principles.
And be known that, know this, that the mainstream media doesn't want to report on all this. So we're getting, little bits of information here and there. But be faithful to the cause for the sake of your children.
This Horace Cooper, is thank a Potter's you. Field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Emmanuel Macron has won France's presidential election, fending off a challenge from candidate Marine Le Pen on Sunday's runoff vote. Macron took 58.5% of Sunday's vote, making him the first French leader to be re-elected in 20 years. He and Le Pen advanced to the runoff after finishing in first and second place, respectively, among 12 candidates who ran in the first round back on April 10th. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv Sunday. American officials told reporters the United States will be sending more weapons and will return diplomats. It should be noted the Biden administration has not had an ambassador to Ukraine. That should be changing very soon. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres will be visiting with Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin separately next week. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Morning to you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And, you know, the way politics works, there always has to be a boogeyman. If you remember, Bill Federer had mentioned this a while ago. You got to have this, you know, this counter character, this antithetical, you know, idea. This is the way politics operates. You know, you've got Joe Biden, our president, saying that white supremacy, that's the most lethal threat in the U.S. And then it's Putin, and then it's the deplorables, it's domestic terrorists, those that would take any kind of exception to the teachers' unions and these other institutions that the Democrats and Joe Biden would support. So if you're not on the home team of Joe Biden, then, you know, you are, you're a terrorist, and we're going to find some way to title you. But the problem, after all this is all said and done, and you can argue and debate all you want about, you know, the questionable mental acuity of this president, but he seems to be confused with who the enemy really is. Now, Peggy Mass is joining us. She's a former Kansas State legislator with over 20 years of experience. Her position in government compelled her to want to do everything she could to protect our nation from the infiltration and deception, the intent to destroy our nation from within. And ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand, this hasn't been something, this destruction within. I mean, we got Trojan horses that have taken ground for decades. This just didn't happen under the Joe Biden or Obama Biden administration. This has been going on for a long time. Peggy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thanks a lot, Bill. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Okay, your assessment, I mean, you've been in deep waters here for 20 years. I imagine when you first went into the Kansas State legislature, you had a lot of optimism and hope until you got an inside look of, you know, the true condition in your particular case was not only Kansas, but it was throughout the country, and you saw this maybe spreading, you know, like a disease, you know, from coast to coast.
Yeah, I, like many, were very spurned on after September 11th, mm-hmm. you know, and determined that there was definitely a threat. And so I decided I was going to do some research and find out about it, came across understanding the threat, and mm-hmm. Actually studied information from them in the Security Policy Center and learned a lot. It's pretty fearful when you realize how infiltrated the enemy is.
Mm-hmm. Well, how credible was understanding the threat as an organization? John Guandola has been on with us, you know, quite regularly. We appreciate all the great work that UTT does, and now we understand that you're associated with UTT. But initially, as you were, you know, seeking this information out, I got to imagine part of you going, wait a minute, why didn't we know this information, and why is it taking you such a deep dive to discover what the heck's going on?
Absolutely. I had no idea. And yet I started interacting with, like, individuals that were lobbying in Kansas from Turkey, and I was trying to comprehend why would Turkey lobby a state. And so, you know, that really started me digging. And then also a Somalian population moved into my community, and I heard all kinds of stories about women being mistreated in grocery stores and everything because the men thought that, you know, a Somalian man should have preeminence over any woman, and found out that the women were all, you know, all genitally mutilated, so they couldn't give natural birth. The Somalian males would usually come in with one female, and then all of a sudden there would be four more or three more. There would be four, and many of them would be very young, and it was all these questions. So I even called a mayor in a place in Maine and asked him, because I found out that they had had a Somalian population for 5 years and it was not going well there. So that's kind of how I got involved. I was really labeled by the county commissioners. I didn't realize that any time a business hires an immigrant that is given refugee status, then they get 50% of the wages of that immigrant paid the U.S. government.
Was not aware of that either. That's amazing.
Yeah.
We go back, and we said this repeatedly, Peggy, over the years. It's the old business axiom. People do that which they get rewarded for, right?
Right.
And
right.
So this is another case in point. The business gets, you know, rewarded for that, just like what we've gone through with COVID, 2.5 years of COVID. Hospitals were declaring everybody dying of COVID because they were rewarded for that statement, right? If they said, no, it was just pneumonia, it wasn't COVID, well, why would they do that? Because it's going to cost them thousands of dollars to not go along with the, with the popular assessment and the perception that was being thrust out there by the administration and Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, I actually have a friend whose daughter works in a hospital here in Kansas, and her job required that she go in after a patient was deceased, no matter why they came into the hospital, but she needed to do a nasal swab to see if they could find some COVID and use that as the cause of death, even though she'd never been treated for that.
Amazing. Well, okay. So, and we hear anecdotal stories like this, you know, from the frontline healthcare people who were there, and, you know, and they themselves still, thank God, are able to hold on to some part of their conscience and know that there's something wrong about this. Because what's going to be worse, Peggy, is that, you know, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, another pandemic comes, and we're going to let this information that seeped in because of COVID, and it's going to have a determination on choices and decisions that are made going forward.
Yeah, I think the COVID deal has been more of a conditioning process than anything else. You know, it wasn't really a legitimate fear, or shouldn't have been a legitimate fear against a disease that has such a low mortality rate. But if you can get individuals to comply, then you can get them to comply on something else.
Exactly.
And so they always use fear. The left always uses fear.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to what you were talking about with your experience there with the Somalians, and even in the other state that you spoke with them about, and they said this is not going well. Well, we hear this time and time again with refugees and, you know, getting supported, you know, businesses getting supported with, you know, part of their wage is only part of the problem. The other part, which you suggested, are the cultural influences. I mean, people come in from other countries, their sense of morality, their involvement with underage girls to have sex, the attitude that they have of you know, that they're somewhat of a sanctified, holier people, and they have any right that they determine to be a right to, you know, to drive their own agenda, sexual or otherwise, because, you know, they're a self-appointed chosen people, so to speak. Is that fair?
That's absolutely fair. There is no law under Sharia law. There is no law against pedophilia. There is no law against beating your wife or against even honor killing. If you assume that your wife has been unfaithful or that your child has lost her virginity. So it's totally different. And we have to just kind of, in order to understand it, we have to take our minds and turn them upside down. And what we call virtuous is not virtuous with them. It's totally different.
Well, it's been a while since we've heard about honor killing, Peggy. Is there an update in terms of the numbers of estimated honor killings that take place in America?
I don't have a current one, but the last article I read, you know, a Saudi cleric, he actually raped and tortured his 5-year-old daughter to death. And he was released from that, you know, after family members had an outcry. He said he did it because he thought that she wasn't a virgin anymore. Does that make any sense? No.
Crazy. We've got to go to break. We've got
Want
more
to
from
off
Peggy
your
after this.
Your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fix at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603877, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436. 436.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Peggy Mass continues with us, a former Kansas State legislator with over 20 years of experience. And while she was there in the legislature, she started looking at the threats to not only Kansas, but to our country, because clearly, Peggy, I guess a bit surprised. First of all, you stop to think, going, what are these countries? What are they concerned about? Why would they be concerned about Kansas? And why would they be interested in, seeing what was going on there? And you found out. And as you pulled back one thread, you started seeing there were more threads, and there was a common, kind of a common theme in all this, wasn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Sharia law.
Mm-hmm. And what here it is. It's been a while since we've heard about Sharia law. Why is it that Sharia law and the awareness of it has kind of fallen off the radar?
You know, I think that people have a hard time really believing that it is that barbaric, that is actually from the 7th century, and it hasn't changed, and it can't change. And so, let's take Ilhan Omar for an example. You would think that she's been in America long enough that she would understand the difference between a free nation and where she came from in Somalia. So it's hard to understand. She doesn't realize the difference yet. Muslim-controlled nations don't allow new churches to be built or old ones to be repaired. So the way that Christians and Jews are treated in a Muslim world is called a demi-status, where they are actually second-rate citizens. In Pakistan, Christians are actually the slaves. And Christians and Jews can't sing outside. They can't even during a funeral procession. They can't make any noises or anything or be offensive to the Muslims. So that's why they don't like to hear Christians singing praise songs.
Yeah, right.
Think about it. But
several times a day, if you happen to be in their country, you'll hear the call for prayer, right?
Yeah, but it's totally different. You see, the irritating thing about Christians singing is that they're always full of joy. And they're rejoicing over the love of God and the sacrifice of Jesus. Well, the problem that Muslims have with that is their God does not love. Their God isn't capable of having a relationship with them. So they have to try to constantly please him and appease him. There's no joy in that. Their celebrations are largely over conquest made by Muhammad, where Christians or Jews were slaughtered. So we don't celebrate any slaughtering. We celebrate new birth.
Exactly. And redemption. Where's their redemption?
Yeah, their redemption can only be, they can only be assured of redemption by holy jihad. As soon as they shed blood, then their finger is supposed to shine or something. I don't know. But paradise can only be achieved if they actually, you know, sacrifice their own life to. And that's why there were so many, you know, the attackers on 9/11, again, they were all thinking they were headed for paradise that day.
Exactly. Well, you know, speaking of Representative Ilhan Omar, you know, I have this sense, I mean, because like you said, it is so anti-woman, you know, the faith structure of it all.
Yeah.
Why would they allow Representative Omar to be a representative? Is it just, part of the Taqiya idea that the ends justify the means and they can lie about it? And in a sense, she's kind of a human Trojan horse planted, here in the United States doing the bidding, you know, for Muslims.
There you have it. I mean, she's actually, you might call her a spy in a way, in the fact that she's loyal to the Muslim faith. And when she puts her hand on the Quran, a foreign law, and declares that she's going to, you know, protect and defend the Constitution, no, that's totally contradictory.
Right.
It's totally contradictory. But she has attained this status, and think what that looks like to the Muslim world. When a woman who is, you know, maybe less than a half of a, you know, less than a half of a value of a man, and Muhammad said that hell is full of women, when she stands up there and does that, it tells the Muslim world that, you know, women can even dominate in America. Think about Linda Saussure leading the Women's March in Washington, D.C., and standing up there talking about how women were not treated fairly in America. And yet, if she were in her home country, you know, she would never have the podium. So, yeah, they're serving their purpose. Thinking about Hillary Clinton's right-hand woman, another, you know, person who invaded to the point that she was right next to the Secretary of State,
right,
going into foreign countries, learning all the secrets, and yet her mother had founded the Muslim Sisterhood, a terrorist organization connected with Hamas. It's pretty crazy. Americans are so naive, you know. We think if someone smiles at us, then it must be safe, but...
Yes.
We're very naive.
Yeah, you're referring to Umm Abedin.
Abedin, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, here it is. We find out that we have, and this is a San Francisco congressman. He's on the Intelligence Committee, and he's sleeping with a Chinese operative. But nothing is said. He's still allowed to be in the committee. And you're going to tell me that information did not go, you know, from Swalwell to, what was it, Fing Fang or whatever her name was. And clearly she was a Chinese spy. So, you know, it is absurd the way our government operates today. But God forbid if it happens to be a conservative who wants to take a stand on something that is not popular in their venue, then they're railed out. But somebody who breaks the law flat out lives another day in the Democratic Party.
Yeah. And Biden himself, who, you know, he had a special ad just for the Muslims claiming that he was going to make sure that more Islam was taught as a positive thing in American schools. We have a curriculum, U.S. Department of Education, Access Islam, U.S. Department of Education, that actually puts Islam, you know, superior to everything else. And it's available for our public school system. right here in Kansas, our fifth grade class in Lawrence, Kansas, about 3 years ago. They celebrated Ramadan. And we have a very small minority of students that are Muslim there. But he promised that he would have Muslims in high positions in every part of his administration. And so the Muslims got back behind him, and boy, it was a fancy, very professional ad to get them to support Biden.
Amazing. I mean, here is supposedly a Catholic, a man of some faith. I've often said, with some respect, they refer to Joe Biden as a practicing Catholic, and being a Catholic myself, I say he needs more practice. You can't connect the dots here, and you wonder what it's all about. And of course, we deal with the Hunter Biden laptop, the information that's coming out, information that we've been reporting on, Peggy, for a year and a half. And now the rest of the media is starting to catch up on it. But even still, it's so outrageous. They just cannot believe that somebody at that level of government would be selling out the American people, be selling out our way of life for their own personal gain. And the thing to me that is still yet to come out is that whether we're talking Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden, there is a common ally here in Barack Obama. Barack Obama was the president of the United States, and he is not, it's like, kind of like, with Muslims, they're declared the chosen sanctified ones, so you can't talk about them. Barack Obama, he's the chosen one, so you can't talk about him regardless of the evidence and the arrogance of his presidency afterwards, which he said that he was so proud that his administration did not deal with one scandal.
Yeah, I mean, that's very pathetic. Some things about him, he stood at in the UN and said, "There shall be no future for those who slander the name of the prophet."
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the message that sent to the rest of the world? And also, he was the only president that stayed in Washington, D.C. after the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
Another quote that he had was that he wasn't going to run for a third, but he would love to have an earpiece in the ear of the next president.
Right.
And so I think he's still very, very involved in the presidency, very, very involved in everything that's going on in Washington, D.C.
Well, look at Biden's inner circle. It's a transplant from, the Obama-Biden years. So,
yeah.
Of course. And even Jen Psaki says that they are in regular conversation, if not daily, at least once a week. So it would seem that President Barack Obama got what he wanted.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Because when you hear President Biden speaking, you can tell that he's disconnected. He doesn't come off genuine and knowledgeable about the topics in which he addresses sometimes. And this is what absolutely freaks out his handlers, because they, oh, my God, he's off prompter. We're in trouble, right?
Yeah, every time.
Oh,
it's going to be humorous. That's going to go down in history. And I think we're mocked by every nation.
Exactly. Peggy Mass, thank you for being with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.